Hi, good day everyone, it's Mac and I am out and about on the bike. You may get some wind noise, I apologise. I'll take my time because it's a leisurely cycle through the Galladay Park, as we call it. You may call them fairs, fates or a bit. Ours is a Galladay Park and it's a lovely park. It's very well maintained. At the moment, I'm just actually passing the north end of it, and Mark Purdy and Sons, who is a local transport company, you know, they do removals and we call them flittings or footings, but he's also involved in other transport, and he has those fancy trailers for special events like the Highland Games Show or even this one. The marquee's been set up just now. I don't know where this one is. It looks big enough. It's probably the beer tent. That'll be the first to go up, I guess, the beer tent. And so, the start. Oh, and as I pass the back of that, I'll just slow down even further. The three more marquees on the west side of the park. One large one with all the chairs stacked inside. Oh, and another one with chairs. So obviously, this would be possibly some of the entertainment and judging tents. But if the weather's going to be good, which apparently it is going to be good, then this should be done outside in the open. God willing, it will be. But it's great. The smell of the grass, they've obviously just mowed it today. It's the little daisy sticking up. Sun is actually very, very strong today. I mean, incredible temperatures today. Even warmer than yesterday, I would say. But it's looking good, and I'm sure that the buzz will start tomorrow. I'm pretty sure they'll be bringing in some fairgrounds, small ones, because the following week is a gala day, and the big shows will be into this park, well, adjacent to this park, actually. It's a cinder ash park, which is immediately across the small burn, so you can look clearly from one to the other. The show's going there, but the Galladay's held in this park, the actual sports events and all the other field events that goes on in a Galladay. It's looking really good, actually, you know. I mean, and it's such a nice thing to see the sunshine and people are out walking through the park with their kids. And it's really nice. So anyway, it's looking good for the Galladay, for the Highland Games, hopefully for the Galladay. My God, I hope it doesn't change and wash out the Galladay the following Saturday. But really looking forward to hopefully getting a little bit of a go. I won't be here at Highland Games all day long. I have things on, unfortunately, but I hope to jump in and out or pass through the park and stop. Because I always love listening to the bands. Standing immediately next to pipe band, even when they're just practicing, is a wonderful feeling. It really stirs the hackles on your neck. Well, it does to us Scots anyway, and other people. But yeah, it's good. It's looking good. Okay, that was a kind of lead-in conversation to something that's totally irrelevant to the Highland Games. But since I was passing through the park, I thought I'd mention it. Yeah, I was going to talk about the audio boo and listening to the conversation that's been going on between Jane Boyd and Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, and of course to include Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog, in this. But the more recent conversations I listened to today between Bernie and between Jane about the issues and the issues that Jane's having with the audio bill and the, I think it's the Android platform. Yes, it seems to be pretty much seamless on the iOS devices. I've never actually used it on my iPad. I always use the phone. I really should try the iPad, and simply because I have 500 megabytes of data per month on my iPhone, and I have a contract that gives me 2 gigabytes of data on my iPad. So really, I should be using the iPad. thoughts come into my head, but I'll bypass them now and hopefully come back to them about that particular issue. But Bernie, of course, confirms the fact that it works so well with Apple's iOS devices. And I think he actually said that Matrock shouldn't bother trying to do something with it for the Android. I have to listen to that again. Apologies to you, Bernie, if I got that bit wrong. But yes, the big advantage and what makes Audioboo so popular with those that do use it is the fact that it is, at least on iOS devices, which is, yeah, okay. The debate that Jane's actually having is so pretty much seamless. It just goes on. You do it. You can be in the garden. You can be out walking. You see something. You just go audio boo out on your phone or iPad, and you just chat and hit the send button, and off it goes. Hopefully, if you've got Wi-Fi and 3G. And that's what makes Audioboo so easy to use, is the simplicity of use. Of course, Audioboo is losing out in the big market, because all those people that don't have iOS devices and have Android, and where it doesn't function at all or doesn't function properly, then Audioboo is actually losing out on a good chunk of the market at the moment, unless everybody switches around to Apple gear. And I'm not convinced anybody's going to do that, certainly to use Audioboo. So maybe something Audioboo should think about. And I know I've said things about Audioboo in the past, most of them good things, but Audioboo still has a lot to do. I know Bernie says it's pretty well hit the button and go, talk and go, but I still find some things that are amiss, and it's been well documented by others as well about what they were like, especially the player that's supposed to be in the offing and never came yet. And even more recently, I've used the Fire 2 recording app, which I have praised, actually. I think it's a great app. But the problem is, it records natively in AIFF format, but you can convert to many formats and you can export to many places. For example, Dropbox and to the web, email. But the problem is, I had a 20-minute boo the other day there, and I have just within the last half an hour sent a message off to the support at Audioboo regardless. I sent the Fire app recording, the 20-minute one, to I sent it to iTunes, actually, and sent it to the desktop. I then recovered that and sent it to Audioboo, and Audioboo's uploader rejected it for file size too big, although it was only 20 minutes long. It was just slightly over 100 megabytes. So I've requested information on that. So I converted to WAVE, but even before I did the conversion, I noticed that WAVE and AAC were going to be much the same file size. So I tried anyway, and it did reject. It did reject them. So then I had to convert to MP3 before Audioboo would accept the file. Now, that to me just creates another problem. Although, to be fair, it's Audioboo is probably been determined and been so successful simply because you don't use other recording apps. You simply record straight into Audioboo, and either on the desktop or on iOS devices, and send it off, which is fair enough. But for someone like myself, and I'm not unique, and I'm not even particularly good or very knowledgeable about doing things, where someone wants to actually improve the quality or edit or do something with the audio before sending it to Audioboo, clean it up, in other words, or put additional stuff in, or stitch something together, which you can do with some of these apps. It's out. including fire too. But then, if you have then to convert that to podcast format before it goes up, then that's, it just creates a problem, doesn't it, really? And it would be great, this is another additional section of Audioboo that needs to be added to the already quite intensive list at the moment. It would be great if it would accept these formats as they come and not have to do additional conversion. Because if AIFF and AAC and WAVE are all end up pretty much the same size, and the only way you can get it up there is by converting over to the podcast format, then okay, it is a workaround. I'll accept that it's a workaround, but it's, if we want simplicity, then if I record in Fire 2, then it would be great if Audioboo would then accept that one of those three files, which are larger files, but if it would just accept them to save the conversion. Because, okay, there's no point in going on about this any further. That is just a request from me to Mark Rock and Audioboo to see if there's a workaround on that, and hopefully I'll get an answer to the file size. But that just brings me back to confirm exactly what Bernie Goldbach said about Audioboo. It has been so successful simply because of its basic simplicity, and that has got it to the position it's in just now. But unless Audioboo continues to roll out new features, and there are many features, as I said before, it's been, especially in the February section, there were many, many things that came out of that from various Audioboos. And if Audioboo doesn't, you know, start to roll out these features, then I've said this before, that it could well be caught up with another app that's sitting on the sidelines developing away just now, and jumping in through the side door, as it were, with features that Audioboo haven't got. Because that's what happens with anything. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, what you're doing, what you're selling, what your business is. There's always someone sitting on the sidelines watching what you're doing, copying what you're doing, and then adding or improving the features of that business, and then shoving it out there and getting a leap in front of you. I wouldn't like to see that happen to Audioboo. But, well, there you are. It's difficult to concentrate now that I've approached the road once again and I have to cross this busy road. But I'll stop on the B bridge. Yeah. A lot of things Audioboo have to take into consideration, that the cross-platform issues that Jane has brought up. And she obviously is not alone or unique in that position. And also the features that really need to come out at the moment for Audioboo to constantly improve and keep us there. We want to be there, I know I want to be there, to keep us there and not have us leaping off. I mean, I know it's happened with me with photography apps. You get an app, this is a great app, it's got great reviews, so go ahead, buy it, you use it, and then just around the corner comes another app that has additional features and looks better, so you get that app and you move on. And I know I can't class Audioboo as the same as a photography app, but I'm just giving you an instance that that's what happens. Things move on so fast nowadays, and Audioboo really needs to keep abreast of the times. In fact, they need to be one step ahead of the times at the moment, the way things are going, and not lose any of their clients, that's us, customers and clients, to Well, we're not customers because we don't pay for it, but, well, we do if you do it the premium route. I suppose we are customers, some of us. And not lose them to the new guy in town. It'd be a damn shame. So, just some thoughts. And it's good to see other people discussing it. I'll leave it at that. Busy road. Bye for now. Well, I did say that if I remembered what I was going to say earlier on in the boo, that I would mention it, so I almost forgot, and it came to mind. So, yes, what I was going to say when I spoke about the iPad and the iPhone was that it would be good to have the facility to, say, transfer audio boos that have not been uploaded as yet between devices. So if you recorded something on your iPhone but you wanted to do, say, more with it, but then you wanted to use the iPad to continue or vice versa, or for example in my case where I have 4 times the data limit per month on my iPad, then I could record it in the iPhone simply for handiness and then transfer that to the iPad and either do something more with it or send it up from the iPad. So that basically was the little issue, another little issue that would be very handy indeed. Maybe someone knows if that can be done. I don't think it can be done. I have no knowledge of it, being able to transfer a file, send the file from one to the other. But that would be a handy thing. So I just thought I'd mention that because I did mention having the iPad. Yeah. That was a train, yes. And I've parked at the back of this car park on my bike. So, that'd be another feature. It'd be really, really useful to have. Because the other way to look at it is you could be at the end of your data limit on even one device. You could have not just an iPad, you could have something else, but have some data contract on that. And so if you could record on, say, the iPhone, but your data is up for the month, so you know, flash it over to your other device and send it up from there and use the data that you've got left on that to do that. So that's just another thing. As I said before, AudioBoo is excellent. I love it to bits and it's been really good to me. So it's basically just some more individual and personal views on what AudioBoo is and what I'd like to see done with it and what obviously others would like to see happen with it. But time will tell. Gone this time, probably. Bye for now.